All right, you movie lovers and buffs, do you need your movie fix? Then call on Hicks. That's right, folks. Your host, Chuck Hicks, will fulfill every need of all things movies and TV shows. All genres, news, facts, debuts, lists, reviews, we got you covered. It's the Two Head Podcast. What's on your mind?
What's up, movie buffs and geeks? This is Chuck Hicks here with you of the Tube Head Podcast. And folks, thank you for listening today as we kick off our very first episode. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about San Diego Comic-Con. And we're going to give our highlights, lowlights, and surprises and disappointments. And at the end of the day, we'll add it all up together and give you a final grade of how San Diego Comic-Con fared this year in 2019. But before we begin, I want to give a quick introduction to our podcast and what it's all about. TubeHead is basically everything that is movies and TV shows, and we're going to cover it all. And you name it, you hear it on the introduction that it says, whether it be genres, debates, reviews, top 10 lists, you name it, we cover it. So we're going to kick it off today, so buckle up top, boys and girls. We're going to kick this thing off. Alright, let's get right to this review of Comic-Con 2019 in San Diego. Alright, well, there was a lot of highlights, so there was a lot to choose from where I thought was highlights, so I'm going to do the very best I can. I probably missed some things that you probably think is a highlight to you, but at the same time, I got to think about how the people like on YouTube and you know, all the news articles have reacted to these highlights, so I've factored that in. So here's why I considered the highlights of Comic-Con 2019. See, I'm going to start off with, if you're a Star Trek fan, you need to listen up and listen up clearly. We also had a trailer this weekend from CBS All Access as they showed off Star Trek Pritchard. That's right, folks, we're going to get Captain Pritchard back. And Patrick Stewart's coming back fully as the character. So that's enough to get excited. So as you look at that, it looks pretty dark and gloomy a little bit. But at the same time, it brings back reminisce of The Next Generation. Which, by the way, of The Next Generation group, half of that cast is going to be in it. So it is going to be a show to watch. So, I mean, that is not going to be a movie. That's not another Star Trek movie. This one is a CBS All Access, so kind of like a streaming service. So that's just another way for people to buy CBS All Access. So they're pumping that up. And speaking of which, let's switch over to HBO as they unveiled their Watchmen series. This trailer, it started out kind of slow. You know, we really didn't get a for sure look at the first trailer when it was released. But now that this trailer has come out, we have saw a lot more what's going down. It is definitely going to be a sequel from the original Watchmen that was released years ago. I like how, like, Rorschach, it looks like the group is like now a... it's like a group now, like a Rorschach group, and I like that. I mean, I liked this character in the movie. It was great. So, seeing him kind of be like a conspiratist that, like, you know, investigated the dark and gloomy side of it. Like, at the end of, if you ever seen Watchmen, if you never seen Watchmen, spoiler alert heading your way right now. At the end of the original Watchmen movie, Rorschach was obliterated by Dr. Manhattan because Rorschach wanted to unveil the truth about what happened to bring world peace, which was considered a wrong way to do in Rorschach's eyes, and he wanted to unveil it to the world. And then at the end, it showed the tapes being mailed to the news place. I don't know if it was, I forget if it was a newspaper or an actual news place, and it had Roy Scheck's diary. So you can see that probably bringing a springboard to this movement of people bringing in. So seeing that, seeing some new heroes, and then most importantly, right at the end of the trailer, got to see a little bit of Dr. Manhattan. So if you hadn't checked out the trailer, go on YouTube and watch it. It was good. It's going to be a really good show for HBO to have. So not a movie, it's going to be a series on HBO. So check that out. Dark Crystal, The Age of Resistance also appeared. And this is a prequel from the movie that was released 37 years ago. So after 37-year hiatus from Dark Crystal, we are getting a prequel on the Netflix streaming service. So this is going to come out on Netflix. Hadn't seen the trailer? Check it out. Looks good. Toho also had their own stand at Comic-Con. They talked about some of the future projects possibly going to come out. They even hinted at some things that might be coming into the MonsterVerse. And not only into the MonsterVerse, but they're also bringing maybe some other projects outside the MonsterVerse. So Toho's going to be really working in the next few years. They teased a lot of things. So if you hadn't seen that panel, I believe it's on YouTube. Check it out. So it'd be something worth a look at. So Toho excites there a little bit. Walking Dead invaded. So by meaning invaded, they unveiled a lot of plans. As you know, they showed the trailer for season 10, and it's still going strong. Looks pretty promising. I'm not going to get into the details because I got a lot more to go. But if you hadn't seen the season 10 trailer, check it out. Fear of the Walking Dead has season 5 coming out. They also go ahead and they have renewed for season 6. So that's about to kick off. And this is probably the biggest news out of all of it. A possible Rick Grimes movie coming out with Walking Dead. So like I said, Walking Dead brought their A game for Comic-Con. Really got the buzz going again after being stale for a few seasons. It looks like Walking Dead is starting to really gain ground into the hype madness. But as we look at that, that's pretty much all of the TV show trailers that I'm... Well, not TV show trailers. I got a little bit more to go, and I'll get to that here in a minute. Here's some of the movie trailers that was released. We got to see the final trailer of It Chapter 2. My goodness. Wow. This is going to be a really terrifying movie. It's playing back to the fears. The guy that's playing Pennywise this year, it looks even more terrifying than the first It movie that was released. And it's going to be awesome. If you hadn't seen that trailer, check that one out. Another one, and I'm going to cover two of them right quick here. Terminator Dark Fate really picked up steam over the weekend. Furlong is going to return. If you don't know who that is, he's the young John Connor that played in Terminator Judgment Day and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And now he's going to reprise his role as John Connor in Dark Fate, which is pretty awesome. So it seems like that Dark Fate is returning to their original, work, the original roots, like James Cameron's returning to direct. You got Linda Hamilton reprising her role as Sarah Connor. And you got, of course, Arnie playing the Terminator. Now you got Furlong that's going to play John Connor. So this is going to be worth a look at. Hadn't seen that trailer? Check it out. They didn't release a trailer. They released a featurette talking about the Terminator project, Dark Fate, that they're working on. So check that out. But probably the biggest movie trailer that I believe that was released, that we got to see a sneak peek at, was the Top Gun Maverick trailer. And I am not going to lie, I literally had chills when I watched it, because I grew up in the early 90s and mid 90s with Top Gun, with all the Cruise mania of Tom Cruise in the early 90s. Getting to see Top Gun Maverick brought a lot of memories in my childhood, gave me goosebumps. I mean, he looks so good. It looks like he's never aged ever. He looks good. It's just the storyline seems a little bit different. But if you hadn't seen that trailer, check that one out. That literally was probably the biggest highlight of my weekend of as far as like movie trailers is concerned. Now I'm going to get to the two of the biggest highlights that was revealed. Over the weekend, DC and CW released all their trailers for the upcoming seasons for Arrow, Superwoman, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, even Batwoman. So we had a lot shown, and what it's even bigger, we're going to get the Infinite Universe crossover possibly happening very soon. My good, and we're going to get two Superman. Roth ain't going to come back as Superman. If you don't know who that is, he played in Superman Returns. He's going to play Superman, one of the Superman in it. And then, of course, the Superman from Supergirl is going to be there, too. So, oh, my gosh. I mean, if you think about it, CW kind of had a good weekend. But I feel like DC could have shown a little bit more. And but overall, that was a big highlight right there, that CW is really fixing kicking the high gear as far as their joint universe. And by seeing the Infinite Crisis of Infinite Earth. If you don't know what that is, check out your comic book history there. You'll see. And it's pretty daggum cool. But the biggest highlight, by far, and I think everybody will agree with me, is the reveal of Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is a huge reveal. I figure they would save it for D23. Down the line, which is like Disney's Comic-Con, basically. I figured they would save this for that. I figured Marvel would like a hint to kind of get you going to D23 and watching that, but no, they went all out. You know, they unveiled a lot. You know, they unveiled the introductions of the Eternals, Shang-Chi, a lot of Disney Plus movies like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, WandaVision, just a lot that was revealed. I think it's like 5 movies and 5 to 6 Disney Plus movies. We also going to get Shang-Chi, so it's going to bring a new dimension. We're going to get a Doctor Strange movie. I could cover this right now, but I'm going to do that on a separate segment because there's just way too much to cover as far as Marvel Phase 4. I'm going to cover that on my next episode. But that's basically the highlights of the whole entire Comic-Con to me. Here's the lowlights, and I'll go over them real quick. Game of Thrones was supposed to have a panel, and they flopped. Let's just say the very least. The creators didn't show. The cast members basically got booed for, like, defending Season 8. It was a disaster. So, excuse me. I figured this would be an opportunity to kind of lay to rest Season 8 and start anew and talk about new projects, new spinoffs coming. But no, it was a literal disaster for Game of Thrones. The Cats trailer that was released, oh my gosh, that is stuff of freaking nightmares. If you think Sonic the Hedgehog trailer was terrifying enough, watch the Cats trailer. I'm not going to say it's going to be a bad movie. Musicals tend to be a quote-unquote Academy or Oscar-getter kind of movies, but I've never seen Cats, so I cannot tell you if it's going to be bad or it's going to be good, but the CGI, they look terrifying. Absolutely stuff of literal nightmares, and I for one, was just not cool with it. That was one of my most disliked trailers of the entire weekend of Comic-Con. And like I said, in DC, I wish DC would have shown a little bit more. Yeah, they covered more on the CW universe, basically. But they did not cover... They did not show anything of the Joker movie. The Joker movie is literally a couple of months away. You figure you would go ahead, show a little more scenes, or even an extended trailer. You've got to. This is Comic-Con. Comic-Con, people are starting to get hyped for the fall, winter movies, and into the next year movies. And you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. And that is disappointing. And they could have shown off the Joker. They could have even shown off maybe a small teaser of Wonder Woman 84. They could have shown that. So I felt like DC held back a lot. You know, they focused more on their TV shows on the CW than they did focus on their movies. I figured that would, if they would have shown the Joker trailer a little bit, maybe even shown Wonder Woman on top of that, I think DC would have had an even better weekend, probably right on par with Marvel. And if I have to pick on Marvel a little bit, you got to pick on them, and they can't always be perfect. Another low light to me is the S.H.I.E.L.D. final season trailer, for what I can tell, is so underwhelming, so disappointing. It does not look like it's going to connect with the MCU at all, which is a big, big disappointment to me. I've watched the S.H.I.E.L.D. so far, and other than the Winter Soldier movie that kind of connected to the S.H.I.E.L.D., because that was actually the downfall of S.H.I.E.L.D., so obviously you're going to get that played in. I thought the trailer did not do well at all. It underwhelmed. It just seems like they're just really trying to hurry up and wrap this up. They're not really going to go out like with a bang. And it underwhelmed, I thought. And the Godzilla panel, like, I'll go back to the Toho panel and my highlights. Their low light, the Godzilla panel, the MonsterVerse was there too, but there was nothing shown of Godzilla versus Kong. And it's disappointing, because here's why. The last three movies that was, the first trailers that came out was from Comic-Con. They went to Comic-Con with them. Godzilla 2014 did it. Kong Skull Island did it. Then Godzilla King of the Monsters did it. I don't know what's going on, but you want to follow up really quick with Kong versus Godzilla with a trailer. People were looking forward to that. I was too. I mean, as a Godzilla fan, I was really looking forward to that trailer, and we didn't get it. So I gotta say, that was a big disappointment. No teaser there. The Witcher trailer. I've played the video game and not read much of the books, but, you know, I felt like it underwhelmed as well. Just like, I don't know if they want to go ahead and show off more. They just want to kind of entice people, just try to throw the name out, The Witcher, because people know what The Witcher is. I just felt like it has promise, but not enough spark. That trailer didn't show enough spark to me. Now, hardcore fans, yeah, it might have showed enough spark to you, but it didn't to me whatsoever. I didn't see it. But now I'm going to close on this, on my biggest surprises and my disappointments. Let's go with the biggest surprise of the night. As you know, Marvel dominated the weekend, which is no surprise. When they said they were going to get a panel, no big whoop whatsoever. You were going to see something cool. And they unveiled Phase 4. Pretty cool. Pretty awesome. I wanted to see that. But then all of a sudden, you see Ali come out. Ali. And I'll get messed up his first name, and I'm not going to attempt to say it. But he comes out, and he has his own hat. Everybody's had their hat on stage. And he puts on his hat, and it says Blade. That was the biggest stunner to me. That was a shocker. Man, that was awesome, though. That was a cool surprise. But then it's not in Phase 4. That is going to be a to-be-announced. I'll talk more about that on my Phase 4 breakdown on my next segment. But that was cool. Biggest disappointment will have to go to... I had to really think about this one, because there were some doozies out there. I'm going to have to give it to the Godzilla panel at this point. Like I said, it was a low light. But the biggest disappointment to me is when the MonsterVerse panel is there, they should have had a teaser trailer for Kong versus Godzilla. It didn't have to be a 2-minute trailer. Just give us a minute trailer of to show off Kong a little bit. Nobody knows what Kong looks like. We've been hearing ramblings that Kong's going to be awesome. Kong's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool. It's gonna be a cool fight. We did see a poster a month or two before saying one king, one will fall, one king will fall, something like that. But we didn't get a trailer. And they're saying that now that Warner Brothers is going to hold off by releasing the trailer during September, October, which meaning we're going to see it either on the It Chapter 2 trailer or the Joker trailer. Those are the only two that are released during those months. So we're probably going to see it during those, which is disappointing. And like I said, they were the last three MonsterVerse movies were released, first trailers were released on Comic-Con. So it only made sense that I figured they would follow suit. I was expecting it, and I didn't get it. And as a Godzilla fan, the deep Godzilla fan inside me, my heart was broken. So I got to give that the biggest disappointment. Now, I'm going to close on to my final grade. My final grade on this. On Comic-Con 2019, I've seen, read, and saw a lot of great surprises. But this Comic-Con was not the greatest Comic-Con of all time. Despite, if it wasn't for Marvel coming in and unveiling Phase 4, I'd have gave it a B+. But with Marvel coming in and literally blowing the roof off of Comic-Con, I'm going to give it an A-. The reason for the 3-4 minuses is just because Marvel. It's like teetering. It's like right on the line between an A and a B. It's like, if it wasn't for Marvel, it'd be in a B. B+. But thank you, Marvel. Comic-Con needs to thank Marvel because I think they bumped their value way up this weekend. That's all I got for you tonight, guys. And this is Chuck Hicks here with you once again. And folks, until next time, check us out at any time on Anchor. We'll have episodes posted up. And we'll have a Twitter up pretty soon. I'll let you know when I get that up. And we'll have a handle for you to give you suggestions, what you want us to talk about. Like I said, we're going to do top 10 lists. We're going to do reviews of trailers and movies. Just whatever suggestions you want us to do, feel free to tweet us at any time. We'll get that going here pretty soon. I'll let you know. But until next time, the next episode will basically be the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4 breakdown. We're going to go jump into that on our next episode. But until next time, my friends, stay watching. This is Tubehead Podcast, signing off.
You've just heard the Tubehead Podcast with your host, Chuck Hicks. What's on your mind?